Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can know is that I'll be dreaming pieces of you.
Yes, my friends, it's time for our weekly story time in the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. And this story today is a nostalgic story for me. It's called Driving into the Sunset with Mommy and Daddy. It goes like this. In 1949, my parents trundled into their trusty Oldsmobile and set out from Vancouver, British Columbia, to find a new home in America. They had a babe in arms, who was my brother, a two-year-old, who was me, and a bunch of salami sandwiches and numerous bottles of water. They had heard that the streets of America were paved with gold. That was a joke, of course, though my Uncle Lynn, who was an artist, painted a poster for their going-away party that showed them traveling down a yellow road paved with little bits of golden glitter. The trip was designed to present them with options for where they might settle their new family. They drove to Los Angeles, to San Francisco, to Salt Lake City, to Portland and Seattle. In each town, they would visit a synagogue and talk to someone about what it was like to live there. In the end, they settled in Seattle. I think because my dad made a guy named Mr. Tannenbaum at the Herzl Synagogue who offered him a job. And that is why I am here today. So thank you, Mr. Tannenbaum. That story, that family journey, set the stage for years and years of family car travel. At that time, gas was cheap, airplanes were expensive, it was extremely convenient to have your own car once you arrived at your destination, so we took lots of road trips. My dad loved driving, and he loved his cars. He pampered them and shined them and named them. I particularly remember the Green Hornet, an aquamarine 1950 Futurematic 88 four-door Oldsmobile. Yes, it was called a Futurematic because it was so modern and futuristic, apparently. Looking at the pictures of one today, it just looks like a big clumsy hunk of steel with a grumpy face, but those were different times, of course. My dad's love of driving turned every road trip into an ordeal for the rest of us. For my father was not a believer in the old expression that the journey itself is the destination. As much as he liked driving, he wanted to get where he was going, with no stopping for food, restrooms, or hotels. So, much to the rest of the family's consternation, no matter how far the destination, we just drove straight through. I remember several trips to Salt Lake City, where my uncle now lived, when we never stopped. We never stopped. My dad's record driving time, Seattle to Salt Lake, was 12 hours, and that was before there were freeways. If you wanted to eat, bring some sandwiches and Coke bottles full of water so you'd never have to stop. If you wanted to sleep, sleep while Dad drove through the night. If you wanted to pee, pee into an empty bottle. Now, if you've never done that before, I can tell you that peeing into an empty Coke bottle with a narrow neck requires special skills, even for a guy. And if you were my mom, this was a skill she did not wish to acquire. In fact, this is where my mom put her foot down. My mother refused to pee in a bottle, even an apple juice bottle with a nice wide neck. And so she made Dad stop at a gas station so she could go to the powder room. And if the gas station's bathroom was in any way unclean, she would make Dad go on to the next and the next and the next until she was satisfied with the sanitation of the place. To some extent, I see these early glimmers of pee-pee rebellion as the beginning of a big leadership change in our family. I think of it as the urine and salami revolution, led by my mother in the role of Joan of Arc. More on that in a moment. Dad also used car trips as an opportunity to tan his left arm. My father was a fanatical sun worshiper. Like many folks from northern climes, he saw having a tan as a sign of vigor and good health. He sunbathed every chance he could. On long summer days, he would come home after 10 hours of physical labor and he would lie on a towel in the backyard from 7 to 8 p.m. just to catch the last rays of the sun. So he saw long car rides on sunny days as a chance to further enhance his tan. To do that, he would open his window, roll up his sleeve all the way, and tan his left arm for hours. Thus, Dad's left side was always browner than his right. I can assure you, if there's any way he could have tanned his other arm on the way home, he would have done that. But sadly, although he had many other physical attributes, his right arm was not long enough to stick out the passenger window. He needed that arm anyway so he could swat me and my brother in the back seat, since we were always causing trouble or fighting back there. Because 13 hours of eating warm salami sandwiches and peeing in a bottle will make you frustrated. We tried to stay occupied with all the typical travel games, like identifying license plates from other states or playing I Spy with My Little Eye or Simon Says. But there was nothing better than a good sibling squabble to pass the time. Thus, the swats from Daddy. And he was very accurate. He was a very accurate and a very hard swatter. Now back to the urine and salami revolution I mentioned before. The whole maniac family road business came to a crashing halt when my mother said enough to the warm sandwiches and dirty restrooms and to my dad's demonic driving compulsions. She began insisting that we stop and stay in a hotel rather than driving straight through, and that we stop at a restaurant for some decent food and so she could relieve herself in a more hygienic environment. It made the trips a lot more pleasant, and it was actually a sign of a power shift in my parents' relationship, where Mom got more say and Dad learned the magic words, "Yes, dear," that are the key to any successful marriage. These days, whenever my wife and I go on a road trip, I think back on those days with Dad and Mom and the salami and the rest of it. I can assure you that I have learned from my father's mistake, and that no matter what my wife wants, no matter where she wants to stop, no matter what she wants to do, I just say, "Yes, dear," because I want to have a happy and harmonious life as we drive together into the sunset. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.